I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Protesters took to the streets again in the Tunisian capital today. They demanded that allies of the ousted president, Zain al-Abidine Ben Ali, be removed from power. Ben Ali himself fled to Saudi Arabia last week. Now the hunt is on for the millions in cash and gold that he and his family are rumored to have taken out of the country. Today, Switzerland froze Ben Ali's holdings there. France is keeping tabs on his assets, and some anti-corruption organizations there have filed a criminal lawsuit against him. Anita Elash reports from Paris.
The French government was among the last to criticize Ben Ali's crackdown on protesters, but it's the first to announce it's trying to block the Tunisian ex-dictator's assets. French Finance Minister Christine Lagarde says banks have been asked to inform the agency that investigates money laundering of any unusual movements of funds in Tunisian accounts in French banks. She says any suspicious transfers could be blocked for 48 hours, and if the current Tunisian government requests it, the funds could be frozen. In Switzerland, the government has already frozen Ben Ali's assets. There's still a lot of speculation about just how much money Ben Ali has taken out of Tunisia. Forbes magazine estimates he and his family are worth about $5 billion. Their assets in Tunisia include real estate, an airline, supermarket chains, and newspapers and TV stations. It's thought they control about half the Tunisian economy. In cables posted on WikiLeaks, a U.S. diplomat compared the Ben Alis to a mafia family. French journalist Xavier Erhal says the family head is Ben Ali's wife, Leila Trabelsi, who used her marriage to enrich her family.
She used to be a hairdresser, so she doesn't belong to a rich family. But once she married Ben Ali and once he became president of the country, her brothers, and she has three brothers, became very rich thanks to her close connection to President Ben Ali. They have accumulated a lot of wealth. They control a lot of companies within the country. And it's hard to do business in Tunisia if you're not connected to one of them.
Erhal says Ben Ali likely has stashed most of what he's taken out of the country in the Gulf states. But Ben Ali maintained close relations with the French government and made frequent visits here. It's known he has at least three villas in France worth tens of millions of dollars. Transparency International says it's likely he also has millions more in stocks and savings. Another anti-corruption group, Sherpa, has asked a French prosecutor to press criminal charges against Ben Ali for misuse of public funds. Sherpa Association lawyer William Bourdon says prosecutors must act quickly.
Every minute counts. That's to say that at every second, a member of this corrupt network is organizing the transfer of their funds to friendlier places, such as Singapore.
If the criminal charges go ahead, French investigators could trace and freeze Ben Ali's assets with the hope of eventually returning some of them to the people of Tunisia. For The World, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.